Summer News, I'm John Scott. Hurricane Beryl continues to barrel across the Caribbean Sea as a monstrous Category 5 storm on a path that would take it near Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. At least four people have died after Beryl slammed ashore in the Southeast Caribbean. A hurricane warning in effect for Jamaica, a hurricane watch for Grand Cayman and Little Cayman. House Republicans continuing their push to obtain audio recordings of President Biden's interviews with the special counsel in his classified documents investigation.
The House Judiciary Committee filed a lawsuit on Monday against Attorney General Merrick Garland to force him to hand the recordings over to Congress. The lawsuit comes weeks after the House voted to hold Garland in contempt of Congress for defying congressional subpoenas for the audio.
That's Tasha Stevens. Also at SRNNews.com, U.S. job openings rose slightly at 8.1 million in May. That's despite the impact of higher interest rates. A new poll shows that nearly 70% of progressive voters say President Biden should suspend his campaign after last week's debate.
The poll, conducted by Our Revolution, surveyed more than 17,000 progressive Democrat voters in the 72 hours after the debate and found 67% of them say it's time for Biden to step aside. The calls for a new candidate were squashed by the White House and Biden campaign in recent days. Biden and his team insist he's ready to beat former President Trump. Just 32% of respondents say that they're less likely to support Biden after the debate, while 57% say that his performance didn't affect their support. 15% of progressives say that they are unlikely or very unlikely to vote for Biden if he remains the nominee, and 11% are unsure what they would do. 65% say that they are very likely going to vote for Biden. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Dow hit 6 points and the NASDAQ composite up 100. This is SRN News. Something to keep in mind on the 4th of July, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
As we gather this week to celebrate America's 248th birthday, a vigorous debate is swirling over both the country's future as well as its past, right back to the Declaration of Independence that was adopted on July 4th, 1776. Clergymen are urging people to remember that the document's most famous line, "We hold these truths to be self-evident," establishes that all the rights the Founding Fathers sought to ensure were first established by God. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A ballot question to enshrine abortion in the Nevada state constitution has met all of the requirements to appear in front of voters in November. In 1990, Nevada voters made abortion legal up to 24 weeks, but a state law is easier to pass and more vulnerable to change than the constitutional protection that organizers are seeking. This is SRN News. French political parties choosing their candidates for Sunday's runoff elections, with the Conservative National Rally Party hoping to form the next government.
French elections have rarely been so unpredictable or significant. For the first time in hundreds of constituencies, three rival candidates have managed to get through to the second round of voting on Sunday. But parties on the centre and left are trying to cut deals to make sure they only put one candidate forward to challenge the surging National Rally, a populist anti-immigrant party. There are indications that such deal-making might work, denying the National Rally a crushing victory that would enable it to form a new government.
The BBC's Andrew Harding. In London, Lusa Letby, a British neonatal nurse who is serving a life sentence for murdering seven babies and attempting to murder six others, has now been convicted of trying to kill another infant in her care. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.